Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing three aims of a first date. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we're discussing three aims of a first date. So if you are going on a first date, you can feel very nervous, you can feel a little unsure of yourself, and if you're not careful, you will ruin the experience and ruin your chance of success because you are just someone who is not concentrating on what the three main things of a first date are. And if you were to understand the actual true aims of a first date rather than all of the other kind of things which can cloud your mind, then you stand a much better chance of success. So in today's podcast, we're going to be going through three aims of a first date. So before we start listing these three aims, first you need to consider which type of first date are you having, because they fall into two categories. The first category is when you have never met this person before. So this could be via online dating or maybe a blind date that your friends or family have set up for you. The second category is where you have met your date before, but just not in a dating setting. And this could be because they are in your social circle, or maybe you work with them, or possibly you met them at a club or a group and you are now going on your first romantic date. So they are the two categories. Category one is where you have never met them before in your life, and category two is where you have met them before, but just not in a romantic setting. The main thing to take from all of this is that if you have not met somebody before, then you are naturally going to be taking things slower than if you have, because if you already know somebody to a certain degree, then subconsciously you are further along in the trust area. You know, you if you work with somebody for a long time, then you already know them a lot better. You know how they react to stress, how they react to pressure, and those kind of things which are very important when you are dating somebody. You already know that. So it is likely that you will push on quicker than compared to somebody who has never met anybody before, because of course you need to make sure that you get to know somebody properly before you take things too far. So other than that, a first date is very similar really, even if you've met somebody before or if you haven't. When it's the first time in a romantic setting, it can feel very nerve-wracking. But here are the three main aims of a first date. Number one, have fun. It is very important that you have a date where you are having fun, where you are smiling, where you are being positive, where you are really showcasing the best version of yourself. You want to make sure that you're not somebody who is angry. You want to make sure you're not somebody who is speaking about divisive subjects. You don't want to be someone who is being very judgmental. You know, you want to make sure you're having fun, you're smiling, you're happy, you're having good conversation, you're making things feel lively and exciting by being in your presence. You know, you want somebody to feel like this is the best moment that they've had in a very long time when they're with you. And this can only really happen if you are having fun. So make sure on a first date that you are not making things too serious. Of course, being serious is important further down the line, but in a first date setting, you don't really want to be serious, and you certainly don't want to be somebody who was shown to have negative emotions. Everybody knows, but we all have different sides to ourselves. You know, it's no secret that you can't always be happy. But make sure on this first date you are happy, you are positive, and you are not being divisive or negative in your approach. So now let's move to number two. And number two in the aims of a first date is to flirt. It is very important to flirt, and you need to use your common sense and make sure you don't go too far in this. Everything will depend on how you both are as people and how well you already know each other. As I mentioned at the very start, if you have already worked with each other, for instance, or in the same social circle, you know each other a lot more than if you're meeting for the first time via online dating. So make sure you use your common sense, make sure you're sensible with this, but it is important to flirt, because you do not want the other person to feel platonic feelings for you. And if you treat them in a platonic way, then they are likely to feel platonic towards you, or just think that you're feeling in a platonic sense towards them. So flirting means different things to different people. And I'm not going to kind of explain it all here, because I'll be here all day, you know, with all the different varieties of what could include in flirting as a subject. But as I said, just use your common sense, use what you know about them, and make sure they realise this is a romantic interaction. This is a date. This is not a situation where two friends have met up to have a platonic chat. There has got to be flirting. Yes, it's got to be respectful. Make sure you understand your boundaries, especially since it is a first date. But go with the flow. And if both of you are feeling comfortable and everything is feeling positive and happy, then just go with how you both feel. You know, make sure that this is a romantic interaction and not something that can be confused as a platonic meetup. And now we're going to move into number three and the final aim that I'm going to be mentioning in today's podcast. So the third aim of the first date is to make sure that they want to see you again in another date. Because ultimately that is the main aim of a first date. The very main aim is for them to want to see you again. If you're in this position, then you have all the cards in your hand, because if you can then kind of judge whether you want to see them again. You know, you want somebody to like you. If somebody's liking you, then you make the decisions on that. You don't want to be the person chasing. You don't want to be the person who likes them, but they're a bit like lukewarm towards you, because that puts you in a difficult position and one you will probably fail on in the end. So, you know, make sure that you give them a great first date where you're having fun, where you're flirting, and that should lead to them wanting to see you again. And if they want to see you again, then you are in a great position, because you can make your decision whether you want to see them again. And if you do, then you can really start to build, and before you know it, you could be in a relationship if that is something that you're striving for, or if it's something that you just want to be quite like low key and something that's not too serious. Then as long as you both agree, as long as you both are respectful of each other, then that's fine too. Just make sure there's always good communication between you both about what you are looking for. It's always important to make sure the other person is really wanting to see you again. If they want to keep seeing you again, then you're doing it right. And that's how you know you're on the right lines. If somebody wants to see you again, if somebody wants to date you again, then you know you are doing something right. So just make sure you use your common sense and that you're respectful. First dates can be a scary thing, but they can also be very fun, and they can be the start of something very, very special. So forget all of the negative stuff, forget all of the worries, and just follow the three aims of a first date. Number one, have fun. Number two, flirt. Number three, make sure they want to see you again, because they think you're wonderful, really, because they think you're a great person and you're fun to be around and you're flirty. So they kind of have that like mysterious kind of electricity feeling towards you, because they just think, wow, you know, I didn't know this person before like this, and they're making me feel feelings I haven't felt in a long time, if ever again. And if that all comes together, then they'll want to see you again. So yeah, just have fun, flirt, and make sure they want to see you again. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I'll drop another podcast soon.